You are listening to
Big Fish
and Small Fry
on CoastCiderRadio.com.
We are your hosts,
Fish
and Fry, bringing you the greatest hits
of all time. Big Fish
and Small Fry
are brought to you by
Jersey Joe's. Jersey Joe's, your first cheesesteak is like your first kiss.
Hot, messy, and delicious.
First kiss. You know what that reminds me of, Darren? It reminds me of my own first kiss. But it was nothing like you would imagine. It was cold, quick, and sloppy.
Mine was about the same, you know, not that sweet. And, you know, sweet's something I always want.
Oh, yeah. And Jersey Joe's, they have sweets. I like their sweets there, too, over the cheesesteak. That's really good. But the sweets there are good. But the problem with it is, they have a very limited selection. I mean, you got milkshakes,
and brownies.
And occasionally cookies. You know what they could use? Cheesecake. If you have cheesecake and cheesesteak, I mean, it goes hand in hand.
Especially when we're shooting these ads, and every time we try to say cheesesteak, we end up saying cheesecake. And
because we got cheesecake on the mind.
It would just help us out if Jersey Joe started selling it.
So people of Half Moon Bay, if you feel the way we do about cheesecake, ask Jersey Joe's. Give us the cheesecake that we desire and we need.
Speaking of Sweet Sugar Sugar by the Archies.
Sugar.
Big Fish
and Small Fry
are brought to you by
Cameron's.
Cameron's, unleash your inner Brit
with a pint and a bite. Cameron's, I was just there last Friday at a private karaoke party.
Oh, what'd you sing?
I sang "Take on Me" by Aha.
No one knows their real name; it's a mystery. You know, a lot of famous people go through Cameron's doing the karaoke nights. You know, I was there the night Daniel Radcliffe was there a few months ago.
Oh, yeah.
He sang Slim Shady. You know, I gotta wonder about Daniel Radcliffe. That guy spent many years of his life becoming a pop culture phenomenon that we all know and love, Harry Potter. But you gotta figure, this guy, it's gotta be part of him. It's gotta be part of his soul, maybe bipolar on him. But the question is, why? why did he decide to sing Slim Shady by Eminem? Because after all, Slim Shady is just a persona of another human being being sung by one person who has his own persona going on. Who is Daniel Radcliffe? Now, in tribute to my good friend and co-host Darren, we are going to play Take On Me by A-ha. You've been listening to Big Fish
and Small Fry. Visit us again at CoastCiderRadio.com for more of the greatest hits of all time.
This is Fish and Fry reminding you
to just keep swimming.